Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We could have traded with someone else and they take somebody. Like, we had other opportunities. I would say that was the best deal for us. Take the team out of it. That was the best deal that we thought fit what we wanted to do. And the way you have to look at it, I mean, we talk to teams in our division. You know what I'm saying? It's really, to me, what's the best deal for the Bills? If we don't do a deal, in this case with Kansas City, they can go do a deal with the next team.
Well, maybe. Maybe they can.
Yeah, Brandon Bean from last night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Friday. It's going to be beautiful today. And the Bills are on the clock.
Until they pick a corner at... It's going to... Whatever. They're going to pick a corner. They're not picking a corner. I can't decide. Mitchell, he's number one on our board right now.
I think they would not take Adonai Mitchell.
I almost want to move him to the bottom because I don't think they would take him.
Yeah.
I think if they're taking one, it's McConkie.
But they probably still need a bigger body outside guy. Maybe Keon Coleman's on their radar, which would be another controversial pick because not everybody loves him in separation. So there's no doubt they're still going to get receiver. A.D. Mitchell, if that's him, okay, maybe that's their choice. We'll see. The big news is that they moved down twice and they traded with the Chiefs. Getting your thoughts on it. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Got a few people writing in about... This is where Bean shines, is the middle rounds, because of Matt Milano, Christian Benford, Khalil Shakir, Spencer Brown, Gabe Davis, and that's not necessarily wrong.
Shakir's on that list, too.
Yeah. I just don't I don't know that the Bills are really any better than these other teams at it. And if you're just pointing to players on your team, Spencer Brown, Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, okay, I assure you that other teams in the NFL have indeed taken starters from the mid rounds. Like, the Bills don't have some sort of formula where they have figured out the mid rounds and other teams haven't.
Yeah, the Chiefs drafted L'Jarius Sneed in the fourth round and Pacheco in the seventh. And I could pull up their history. I'm sure I could find there's probably more starters on their team that have done the same. I don't know. Someone's probably done the work out there, like, who is the best at it over time. But, is it so different that you've got the secret sauce?
Yeah,
doing that,
and they definitely do not have that secret sauce. They have had reasonable success in those mid-rounds, and let's hope they have more of it because they haven't got a lot of picks left. 803-0550. Chris in Boston's next up as we roll through here on a Friday morning. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're hanging in.
Thanks, Chris.
I don't know if I'm more upset for staying up till midnight, without picks or the Bills not – I don't know. I just feel that one of the guy before me kind of stole my thunder, and I agree with him wholeheartedly that if we had gained more picks, maybe it would have been worth it. But when we didn't move up, I'm like, okay, they know who they want, and he's still there. And then when Kansas City traded with us and then again with Carolina. I just feel like we're going to get some spiel from Bean and this morning that, you know, they sometimes they feel they think they're smarter than everybody else, and they try to sell us on the Jedi mind trick that they don't, you know, they didn't have any more first round grades on players, and they don't want to overdraft. Well, on paper, we don't have a receiver one or a receiver two. And I don't know, I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. You know, one thing about first-round grades and boards, and this is something you said, Joe, that they just will not take this position unless it's perfect for them. And maybe it's perfect for them tonight. But the boards and all that, it's just kind of funny because there are 32 different boards, and the Bills board said, we don't need this pick, and the Chiefs board said, we need this pick. We will slide around two other draft picks in this same draft, not give you any more picks in this trade, just move spots in the middle round to get Xavier Worthy. So on the Chiefs board said there was a good enough player. The Panthers board said there was a good enough player. The Niners board said there was a good enough player. The Cardinals board said there was. I've got every single team in the league that picked between 20 and 32. Right? What other trade was there around the Bills? Was there any?
I don't think so.
And the Bills, I'm not saying they're wrong. Very key distinction. They might be right about this. But the idea that I have to blindly follow the idea that the Bills board simply didn't line up. All right, well, 12 teams had boards lining up. And you decided you didn't. And you didn't add picks. You just moved other spots.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like flipping your depth, as we say in hockey terms sometimes. They decided they would slide a little in the first to the second and move from the fourth to the third in the process. So
yep.
Maybe they have a lot of grades right there in the meaty center of this draft.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Draft? Okay. I mean,
I look at their last couple of drafts and then include last night in this and how the Chiefs, I mean, they made it seem pretty clear that they had a first-round grade in Xavier Worthy. And to me, okay, if your board gets you to the place where year after year after year you don't go for this position, and in this situation there were guys on the board, you didn't have first-round grades on them when it seemed reasonable that a lot of other teams did, we know the Chiefs did, then I think I need you to change your process. That's my problem. If your board continues to lead you to not taking this position, then you need to change how you grade wide receivers, or else you're never going to take one.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Greg in Lockport. Hey, Greg.
Good morning. When I got in my car and drove in, the commentary sounded a lot more like fandom than football front office.
Okay.
All the victory toward the Chiefs and the fear of it. But since it's turned a little bit more into football front office talk, you know, you don't know who else talked to the Bills that they weren't going to take Worthy. No, moving back makes sense. You don't know if San Francisco talked to them. But then the commentary turned a little bit more. You know, okay, you don't get that fifth year. But now they're sitting in a spot where as you said, all kinds of possibilities exist as we move into today, and you don't know if there might be a trade for established veterans. So I think, you know, sometimes putting the fandom aside and trusting what they're doing is an alternative to what I've been hearing in many ways this morning.
Well, let me ask this. Is it fandom when the report came out that the Bills told Stephon Diggs, we will trade you anywhere but Kansas City? Like, they've already shown...
That's a great point.
They've already showed they'd be willing to rule out the Chiefs in certain trades. This was just... they just decided this situation was different, I guess. But I don't know why.
Well, another say never. Like, well, they should never trade with the Chiefs, which is what I think I heard this morning.
You didn't hear that. You just heard me say I would not have done that.
I'm not sure, but...
Go back and listen to it, Greg. Hey, Greg, Greg, go back and listen to it. I don't regret a word I said on this station so far. We're 42 minutes in. We're teetering between fandom and football analysis. That's the show, buddy. Thanks for calling.
There was a report they told Diggs you can seek a trade anywhere but Kansas City.
Right. So I guess that day Brandon Bean was a fan that day and not a football person.
So there's already been a Chiefs rule to some degree. The draft, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Do I want to say this? Let me throw the hook out there and see if I want to reel it back in. I'm more afraid of them getting worthy than Diggs.
Because he's young. And the upside is, of course, like...
Yeah, Diggs has got a one-year thing with the Texans. So what am I more afraid of? 1 year of Diggs on the Chiefs? I mean, that would be dangerous and would not feel great. Or, I mean, if they hit on worthy, could be 5 to 8, 9 years. On the high end, it could be 5+ years.
803-0550. I don't regret anything we said about it. I didn't say I would never trade with the Chiefs. I said I wouldn't have done that. I definitely wouldn't have done that. I don't think the Bills could have prevented the Chiefs from taking Xavier Worthy, but the Chiefs had a first-round grade, and the Chiefs felt it was risky enough to wait to get him that they moved up to get him. When the Bills move up 2 spots for a player, we always believe they do it because they were about to lose him. They had to get ahead of Dallas for Kincaid. You had to do it. They had to move up for Kyer Elam, 2 spots. Moving up 2 and 3 spots is a Brandon Bean special. Whenever the Bills do that, we all faithfully, totally subscribe to that if they hadn't done it, they wouldn't have got their guy. Apply it to the Chiefs. The Bills were the ones to make that happen. So I hope he stinks. Of course I hope he stinks. Maybe he will. Or maybe the best play caller in football with the best quarterback in football will find a way to make him terrifying, and the Bills have nothing but themselves to thank for letting that happen. I would not have done that. Like I said, I could not have prevented it other than taking Worthy, which clearly the Bills were not going to do. So I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty firm in there. I'm in a Barca lounger saying I would not have done it. I'm not a GM, though, so, you know. That's that. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, 1-888-550-2550. The Bills have still 10 picks. They are on the clock tonight. Maybe they trade down. Maybe they go defensive tackle. Johnny Newton's right there. He was said to be a first-round pick. Safety, maybe. Lots of different options. And plenty of good receivers left. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, give us a call. Having a good time. You can give us a call and tell us if we're being too football fan or too analysis or I don't know. Feels like we're trying to strike the right balance in between all the time. What else? Who had the best fantasy day?
The Marvin Harrison Jr., the 101 dynasty people.
I would agree with that. And 102 had a rough day because Malik Nabers to the Giants.
And I'm someone with 103, and I don't hate it, but I don't love Adunze in Chicago.
Well, there's a lot of for volume fantasy to go elsewhere. Right, right.
That's what I mean. Like, right. I love what the Bears did, but he's just, right, there's two other DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, like, yep, and Cole Kmet. Like, there's going to be a lot of spreading the ball around there.
803-0550 to join us on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.